little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So another therapeutics area, and I suspect that most of us as GPs are very poor at safety netting before prescribing PPIs. We use them fairly liberally, and we use them very frequently, and people get on them and never come off them, pretty much. But we perhaps ought to be sharing the uncertainty related to proton pump inhibitor use with our patients more frequently. So let's have a bash at sharing that information. So red flag questions linked to the use of something like a PPI. So it probably is worthwhile asking, so you're going to be Sid today. Sid, can I check with you? Do you ever get any cramps?
What, muscle cramps?
Yeah.
Don't think so, no.
Not normally, okay. What about tiredness or fatigue?
Not more than normal.
And we've never checked or had to check your magnesium levels or anything like that, not that you're aware of. It's a blood test.
No.
Okay. So if we're thinking about this, using this medication, can I check? Your only symptom at the moment is just your heartburn, isn't it?
Yeah, so heartburn really is the main problem.
Yeah, okay. Mm. How would you feel about... We do have a very effective medication, and you've already noticed that taking antacids is quite helpful for your symptoms, but we could give you something if you really wanted to. Mm-hmm. How would you feel about trying a drug-free approach in the first instance?
Mm-hmm. Well, so what would that mean? I mean, is there other things I can do to help?
There are things that you can do to help. Have you got any things in your mind that yourself that you might think could help?
Well, probably my diet, really, yeah. Or okay. My drinking.
Okay, certainly both of those are worthwhile thinking about, aren't they? Okay, yeah, at least you're not a smoker, so that's definitely a bonus, and that makes you less prone to problems with heartburn and other things linked with that. Okay, well, let me give you some more information, and perhaps you might be in a better position to be able to choose what you want to do. So we could give you a medication called a proton pump inhibitor, so something like lansoprazole or omeprazole. I know that your wife's on something very similar. And these are generally regarded as being very safe medications, but they do have small risks, mm-hmm. and they are linked with all sorts of health problems, and that includes risk of death, broken bones, infections, dementia, kidney disease and heart attacks and strokes. To be fair, there's no proof that they actually cause these problems. They're just they may just be used more frequently in people that have got these problems or tending towards having these problems.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
They can certainly cause side effects and problems. They can cause cramps. They mm-hmm. can cause fatigue. So if you're getting cramps, then please let us know, and we might even want to check a blood test to look at your magnesium levels, because we might need to change your treatment if that happened. You mentioned you might potentially be interested in trying a kind of drug-free alternative or an organic way of managing this in the first instance.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ideas that works really very well for this is to prop the head of your bed up. And if you lifted up the head of your bed on maybe a couple of bricks at the head of the bed on both of the legs, then you can lift your bed by 15 centimetres, which is 8 inches. That usually settles your symptoms. Mm-hmm. But you might need to use it for a couple of months before you notice the benefit.
Oh, right. But my wife might not like that.
Usually you can find a way of compromising, but most people don't notice that in terms of comfort in bed, that's normally well tolerated by okay. both partners. Give it a go, and then you could maybe find a way around it in the future. There are other options that you might want to explore. So on top of that, and on top of the symptoms that you've noticed that are heartburn symptoms and acid coming up, you may also be experiencing an irritating cough or some nasal symptoms, and they can quite often be linked to heartburn, and they may considerably improve after you've been using that technique for a while. Other options might be that we should help you with your weight and your alcohol intake and avoiding mints and chocolates. Gladly, you're not a smoker, but that would be another thing that I would be helping you with if need be. And certainly, on the whole, if you're using medication as a point of principle, a matter of principle, I would encourage you, when you don't need the medication, to try and cut it back. unless you've got a particular reason to be on it long term. So you've never been diagnosed with a problem called the Barrett's esophagus. Mm-hmm. If you had been, then it might be worthwhile you being on this as a long-term medication. So don't stop it without input from your doctor. But on the whole, if you're not having any symptoms, you can reduce and probably just take as and when these medicines and see how you go.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get you to safety, Netmi. We've made a decision, or at least Sid has made a decision that he's going to use a PPI now.
Okay, Sid. So like we've sort of chatted about, these medicines can cause some cramps and fatigue because of low magnesium, which is a salt in your blood. So I think if you develop some cramps, then it would be worth us getting a wee blood test done to check your magnesium level, and we might need to then change your treatment. Does that sound all right?
Yeah, no, I'd be happy to do that.
I mean, the other thing lansoprazole can do is make your stools just a wee bit looser, and if that's a problem, then we might be best stopping it. Or
actually, that would be quite helpful, Doctor.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.